Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records number 1275, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this week's show, we'll give it our best shot, have a sorrowful set, do some dancing, and have a silky segment. But first, on last week's show, we had another episode of One Thing in Common. That's where we play a set of rapidly rotating records which seemingly have nothing whatsoever to do with each other, yet have one thing in common. The three songs were You'd Be Surprised by Eddie Cantor, My Honey's Lovin' Arms by Bing Crosby with the Mills Brothers, and Aileen Stanley singing All By Myself. But that doesn't even give you a clue as to the common thread. You would have to have listened carefully to the lyrics of each song to hear that each one mentions a Morris chair. Listeners Alan in New York City and Kevin in Hendersonville, Tennessee got it, and emailed with the correct answer. If you didn't happen to catch it, here, listen.
At a party or at a ball, I've got to admit that he's nothing at all. But in a Morris chair, you'd be surprised.
I love your loving arms. They hold a world of charms. A place to nestle when I am lonely. A cozy Morris chair. Oh, what a happy pair. One caress, happiness, seems to bless my little honey.
I sit alone in a cozy Morris chair. So unhappy there, playing solitaire.
The Morris chair is an early type of cushioned reclining chair designed by the firm of Morris, Marshall, Faulkner & Company of London. It was the company's flagship product from 1865 until its closing in 1940. Hundreds of thousands of the chairs in hundreds of versions were sold, from the inexpensive at Sears and Montgomery Ward to ornate models from exclusive furniture makers across Europe and the U.S., They're still manufactured today and are popular with amateur furniture makers. So, to commemorate the Morris chair, here's a set of rapidly rotating records about, yep, chairs.
Below, the angels will keep me. of wandering and scrambling for gold, and long for the ones you love best. If you're tired of it all, let your heart heed the call, for there's one little place you can rest. There's a vacant chair at home, sweet home, when the world goes back on you. There's a pair waiting there, the best friend you'll had, each care they will share, your mother and dad. Their silver hair shows they've grown old, but the love in each heart is pure gold. There's a vacant chair at home, sweet home, when the world goes back on you.
Thank you.
Conway's Band, directed by Patrick Conway, with the medley, Rolling in His Little Rolling Chair. That was written by Halsey K. Moore, and the other tunes are Mr. Butterfly by Leo Edwards, The Ragtime Volunteers Are Off to War, written by James F. Hanley, and Nat Vincent's tune, The Shorter They Wear Them, The Longer They Look. That's from Victor 12-inch 78, number 35649, recorded July 8, 1917. Before that, Charles Harrison, who must have been exhausted after two sessions and 13 takes, trying to get it right on There's a Vacant Chair at Home, Sweet Home. Joe Goodwin wrote the lyrics and James F. Hanley the music, and Howard Ratté provided the violin accompaniment. Joseph Pasternak directed the orchestra on the first three takes before being replaced by Rosario Bordone. We started the set with Elliot Shaw and Rock Me to Sleep in an Old Rocking Chair, written by Tell Taylor. Victor 20600 was recorded on March 14, 1927. You may not recognize his name, but you no doubt recognize at least one of Tell Taylor's more than 21 songs, Down by the Old Mill Stream. I'm Glenn Robison, and you and I are listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. A shot tower is a tall structure used to make the small round metal balls called shot, which were used in muskets and shotguns. Molten metal, usually lead, was dropped from the top of the tower, and as it fell, it would form into a ball before hitting water at the bottom, where it would cool and solidify. In 1821, George Ewell built a 175-foot-tall shot tower on his farm near the East River, one of several shot towers in New York City. This one lasted the longest and wasn't demolished until 1920. So for this segment, we're going to take a shot with this set of rapidly rotating records. Thank you.
out of me, woman. I'm mad today. And I can't see nothing but red.
Why, you'd better get glad. I mean glad today. 'Cause tomorrow, you might be dead.
Gal, does you mean to say that you is true with me? After all, I have been to you.
Why, that's just exactly what I mean. And please stay away from me, too.
Well, nothing doing, cause nothing but a double-barrel shotgun. Gonna keep me away from you.
Is that so?
You'll think that I am the Battle of Bull's Run. If you quit me like you said you do. Even if I didn't want you, sister, get this under your hand.
What?
There ain't nobody else gonna get you. So, mama, that's that. There ain't nothing but a double-barrel shotgun.
Gonna do what?
Gonna keep me away from you. Now I'm mean, I'm evil, as a jealous man can be.
Sure.
When it comes to a piece of furniture that belongs to me.
I'm borrowed.
And I don't mind a funeral, cause I ain't scared to die.
That's so.
For the more, I would be different, but mama and I ain't going to try.
Now your lightning and your thunder don't scare me a bit. Go get your six-shooting pistol. You know, I ain't bothered about it. Now, you've been boasting, and you've been bragging, and I've heard it long enough. So I'm ready, Mr. Bell of Bricks, to call your bluff.
I'll fight a nest of hornets. Four rattlesnakes strode in. Grab a tiger by his whiskers, and I'll wail him on his chin.
That's so.
Woman, don't antagonize me and your saucy talking back. Cause I'll run and grab a freight train and drag him off his track. You treat me like you think that I ain't nothing but a joke.
You ain't.
Yet every payday you is down there to grab my envelope.
That's what you made
you
for.
Is talking graveyard language. Woman, can't you plainly see that I'm mad from my A down to my WXYZ? Ain't nothing but a double barrel shotgun. Gonna keep me away from you.
Be careful.
I went to see my sweetheart. Her daddy met me at the door. Said, my boy, we gonna have a wedding here like we never had before. She was my daughter, and you done her wrong. Dee-o-lay-o-lay-o-lay-o-lay-o-lay-o-lay-o-lay-o-lay-o-lay-o-lay. Looking down the muzzle of a shotgun, shaking like a dog eating peach seed. Her daddy had his finger on the trigger and I was knocking at the knee. It was his daughter, I done her wrong. Yodelay, 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 yodelay. That gun go off. He said he was trying it out. I said, let's have this wedding here before the groom passes out. She was your daughter, I done her wrong. Yodelay, 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 yodelay. Her mother was running and prancing, 44 in each hand. Said, let's cancel this year's wedding and send him to the promised land. She was my daughter and he done her wrong. Yodelay, 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 yodelay. wasn't married by a preacher. They didn't even call his name. But that was one great, great wedding and a marriage just the same. She was his daughter and had done her wrong. To yodel-y, 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 yodel-y. We didn't even have a honeymoon. Never did have no fun. Every time I'd turn over at night, they'd come running with that gun. She was his daughter, I couldn't do her wrong. To yodel-y, yodel-y, holy, yodel-y, yodel-y,
yodel-y. Jimmy Davis with his composition, The Shotgun Wedding, recorded November 3rd, 1932, in the former Trinity Church in Camden, New Jersey, issued on Victor 23746. Before that, Sam Manning and Anna Freeman, with Nothing But a Double-Barrel Shotgun, Gonna Keep Me Away From You, written by Porter Granger, who provided the piano accompaniment on that March 19, 1928 recording on Brunswick 7027. We started the set with the band of His Majesty's Irish Guards and Midst Shot and Shell, written by Hermann Ludwig Blankenberg. Blankenberg is likely the most prolific march composer in history, with somewhere around 1,300 to his credit. On the November 17th show, I played Constantly by Burt Williams, and that reminded me of the song I Am a Man of Constant Sorrow. So here it is to start off a sorrowful set. Thank you.
But each tomorrow will find each sorrow a little farther away. Some friends grieve us and some deceive us. The good friends leave us too soon. So store some gladness mixed with sadness when this whole world's out of tune. Rich man, poor man, great man, small, have their little troubles, one and all. But when trouble comes to call, he don't come to stay. I got sorrows, you got sorrows, we all got sorrows today. But each tomorrow will find each sorrow a little farther away.
Meyer Davis, Hotel Astor Orchestra, with Scrappy Lambert taking the vocal honors on Sorrows, written by Ted Fiorito, Gus Kahn, and Harry Warren. The orchestra on that May 1929 recording on Brunswick 4411 was directed by Joe Moss, and it was also released in Germany as an instrumental. Before that, Fred Elizalde with his music and Singapore Sorrows. On Parlophone R-1201, April 12, 1929. Singapore Sorrows was composed by Ray Dahl with the words by Jack LaSoir. We started that sorrowful set with Emery Arthur, the first person to record the ballad, I Am a Man of Constant Sorrow. And he did so in Chicago on January 18, 1928, on Vocalion 5208. Emery Paul Arthur was born September 17, 1902, in Wayne County, Kentucky, and we may have an Emery Arthur segment when his birthday rolls around next year. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. On the November 24th show, I played the Ragtime Goblin Man and mentioned a number of other goblin songs. Here's one of them to start off a dance segment.
Thank you. Thank you.
duo pianists Victor Arden and Phil Oman with Dance of the Demon, written by Edward Holst. No, not the composer of The Planets. That was Gustav Holst. Edward Holst was born in Copenhagen in 1843. A 1907 biography says he wrote over 2,000 pieces before his death in 1899, but that sounds a bit inflated. That's from 10-inch Victor number 19041, recorded December 5th, 1922. Before that, Prince's Band with Dance of the Frowsy Heads, written by Pauline B. Story. What's that? What does frowsy mean? Well, frowsy means scruffy and neglected in appearance, dirty and untidy, or slovenly. And it can apply to things as well as people. That's from 12-inch Columbia 78 A5601, recorded November 3rd, 1913. We started the set with one of the greatest violinists of all time, Yasha Heifetz. He escaped the Russian Revolution with his parents and moved to the United States, where he made his U.S. debut at Carnegie Hall on October 17, 1917, just a couple of months before he recorded Dance of the Goblins, which we heard from 12-inch Victor Red Seal 78, number 64570. Accompanying him on piano was André Benoist. The work's actual title is La Ronde des Lutins and was written by Italian violinist and composer Antonio Bazzini. Here, for no particular reason, is a silky segment.
Dresses on the yellow corn, flirting like a curtain in the early morn, inviting you to come along and dream. Oh, I remember it was fun when July was done and the August sun made the huckleberries rise. I go a-sneaking with my brother Bill beside the cider mill, smoking the mellow corn silk in my daddy's pipe. Give me wealth and renown when it's sort of time to settle down. I'll take a little acre where the corn cobs grow, capture all the rapture that I used to know down in the Tally Valley of my dreams.
gonna be a lady fine and grand. The railroad's gonna lay her tracks right on our pasture land. They'll pay Pappy $20,000, he ain't coming down. We're gonna sell that mountain shack, then we'll move to town. I'll get myself a high silk hat and a gold top walking cane. There'll be silken hose and store-bought clothes for Pappy, Ma, and Jane. And you can bet I'll never fret, I'll never toil again. Like aristocrat in a high silk hat and a gold top walking cane. I'll get myself a high silk hat and a gold top walking cane. And a watch you twist around your wrist that don't need any chain. I'll plan a trip up on a ship across the bounding main. Like aristocrat in a high silk hat and a gold top walking cane. I'll ramble around old London town and across the deep blue sea. And I'll swap jokes with lordly folks in high society. And if I'm low, they'll never know, for you can change your name. Cause all you need is a high silk hat and a gold top walking cane. I'll travel down to Paris town on the early morning train. And when I come a roaming back, I'll never be the same. And if I'm sad, I'll drown my cares in sherry and champagne. For that goes well with a high silk hat and a gold top walking cane. And when I'm old and poor again, I'll settle in these hills. For I'll buy back that mountain shack and pay up all my bills. And early every Sunday morn, I'll feel so rich again. When I put on my high silk hat and my gold top walking cane.
Once there was a tiny little silkworm, got so tired he could hardly creep. Wrapped himself within a silken blanket, and peacefully he went to sleep. Came a day when birds were gaily singing, sun was shining brightly in the sky. Spring was in the air and bells were ringing. The little worm was now a butterfly. Then he flew away and to the countryside, announced with pride, "It's a holiday, because my work is done, I'll have some fun." Came another day and something happened, while the butterfly was on a spree. Someone came and took the silken blanket, brought it to the factory. Busy fingers went to work and wove it into soft and silky satin thread. What the lady's wearing in June must come from some little cocoon. So if it wasn't for the little silkworm, she wouldn't have a thing to wear.
Thank you.
someone came and took the silken blanket, brought it to the factory. Busy fingers went to work and wove it into soft and silky satin threads. What milady's wearing in June must come from some little cocoon. So if it wasn't for the little silkworm, she wouldn't have a thing to wear.
We started this silky set with Harry Roy and his band with vocalist Joe Crossman and Corn Silk, written by Irving Cale, Wayne King, and Hal Billis. That's from Regal Zonophone MR3516, recorded in the Empire Theatre, Nottingham, England, July 30th, 1941. The Empire Theatre opened on February 28th, 1898, with an Indian palace-style interior, and included a glass sliding roof in the center of the ceiling. Laurel and Hardy made an appearance there in the 1940s, but unfortunately the theater was demolished in 1969. Next was Frankie Marvin, credited on the label of Challenge 839 as Ray Ball and his guitar, with High Silk Hat and a Walking Cane. That was written by Irving Cale and Lem Marston, and recorded August 1st, 1929. We finished up with Jesse Matthews singing about the little silkworm, without whom we wouldn't have any clothes. Jesse Matthews wrote The Little Silkworm and recorded it in 1934, released the following year on Decca F5729. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour with me listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. If you had half as much fun as I did, then I had twice as much fun as you. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.